The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Friday, August 11, 2023. Cuba evokes every day the legacy of emancipation and solidarity of the historic leader of the revolution, Fidel Castro, who is about to celebrate the 97th anniversary of his birth on August 13. 7 years after his death, his imprint continues to mark the country's efforts to consolidate its sovereignty and independence and the permanent improvement of the socialist system in the face of U.S. hostility and the tightening of the blockade imposed by that power for more than 60 years. When he entered Havana on January 8, 1959, leading the rebel forces that had defeated the dictatorship of Fulgencio Batista, Fidel Castro was already a living legend, and since then he became the paradigm of a Latin American and world revolutionary. His political sagacity, prestige, and vocation for solidarity, Latin Americanism, and third worldism allowed him to lead for almost 5 decades the Cuban resistance against the most powerful empire in history, and to place himself at the center of the events that marked the world in the last century. For his brother in blood, arms, and ideals, Army General Raúl Castro, Fidel was the most illustrious son of Cuba in the 20th century, the one who showed us that it was possible to attempt the conquest of the Moncada barracks, that it was possible to turn that setback into victory. Researchers from the Center for Environmental Studies of Cienfuegos, CEAC, participate from 7 to 18 in the regional training course on surveillance of microplastic submarine ecosystems using analytical techniques in Brazil. The scientific event is sponsored by the International Atomic Energy Agency. Ariana Garcia Machamero and Ana Maris Albuerne Perez participate in the scientific activity carried out within the framework of the regional project, Strengthening Capacities in Marine and Coastal Environments Using Nuclear and Isotopic Techniques. In the last year, CEAC researchers have identified, collected, and are studying the presence of microplastics in the sands of the beaches of Rancho Luna, Las Tetas de Tomasa, and two beaches in Cayo Santa Maria in central Cuba, where the analysis of samples that showed plastic particles with varieties of shapes, sizes, and chemical compositions has been carried out. The event is hosted by the Laboratory of Radioecology and Environmental Challenges of the Fluminense Federal University in Brazil. Researchers from several Latin American and Caribbean countries that are part of the project also participate in the course. A scientific mission around Cuba has today among its purposes to identify new potentialities for tourism in this archipelago, some of its participants said. The identification of new areas to promote nature tourism is one of the positive results that the Mujer a Cuba project will leave. A scientific expedition that arrived this week in Cayo Coco, Ciego de Ávila, in the central northern region of the country. One of the coordinators of the trip, Omelio Esteban Borroto, pointed out that this effort is achieved from the compilation of an extensive audiovisual heritage resulting from agile and precise observation in marine and coastal ecosystems, and the materials are useful for scientific activities, economic, communication, and environmental education. He added that extremely important information emerges from the extraordinary images taken and highlighted its value in offering a complete vision of Cuba from the sea, possible thanks to the use of advanced technology. A group of 18 Cuban scientists and experts left on July 19 from the port of Jucaro in the province of Ciego de Ávila in a vessel called Oceans for Youth with the aim of circumnavigating the Cuban coasts and its four sub-archipelagos, which cover 5,700 kilometers. Members of the Cuban Embassy in the Democratic People's Republic of Korea toured the School of Foreign Languages in Beijing, and there they talked with teachers and students, reported the state news agency KCNA. One of the places visited was the Fidel Castro Rus classroom, which reflects through images and posters the friendship that the historic leader of the Cuban Revolution and President Kim Il-sung forged between the two countries. At the center attached to the Pyongyang Higher Institute of Foreign Studies, the diplomats were able to appreciate its modern material base of studies and the benefits of the socialist education system, the agency reported. The charge d'affaires at the embassy, Boris Perez Abin, celebrated the deep attention that the state pays to the teaching work. Tourism authorities confirmed the upcoming opening of the Meliá Trinidad Peninsula Hotel, which complements the accommodation and tourism offer in the city of Trinidad, the best preserved in Cuba in terms of colonial architecture. The city was founded on December 23, 1513, 510 years ago, by the Spanish adelantado Diego Velázquez de Cuellar, and was the third town founded in this archipelago. The next Meliá Hotel in Cuba is located in the resort of the Ancón Peninsula, south of the province of Santi Spíritus. This accommodation will have 401 rooms divided between standard and level. It is a self-sufficient hotel in energy supply as an evolution for tourism development in this part of the country. Its general director, Juan Pereira, explained that the location is excellent on the second most important beach in the country after Varadero, and customers can also enjoy mountains, history, culture, and charms of Trinidad, culture heritage of humanity. And in the international agenda, we have that the Legislative Assembly of El Salvador extended for the 17th time the emergency regime in force in the country since March 27, 2022. On Wednesday, official parliament members indicated that the measure is necessary because there are still gang members in the country, as evidenced by the military siege in the department of Cabañas, where more than 56 terrorists were apprehended, and weapons such as AK-47, AR-15, and M-16 rifles, grenades, and other military logistics were seized. The measure was approved at the request of the Security Cabinet, and parliamentarians of Nuevas Ideas stated that it will be extended as many times as necessary until the criminals are eliminated. Marlenis Funes, deputy of the Farabundo Martí National Liberation Front, accused the government of making the regime of exception the center of its presidential campaign and detaining hundreds of innocent people. The measure suspends three constitutional guarantees: the right to defense, the maximum time of detention without a hearing, and the privacy of telecommunications. Meanwhile, the government of Chile expressed its strong condemnation and deep repudiation of Ecuadorian presidential candidate Fernando Villavicencio's assassination during a campaign rally in northern Quito. A communique published on Wednesday on the website of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs expressed its condolences to the Ecuadorian government and people, and in particular to the victim's family. According to preliminary information, Villavicencio was shot several times as he was leaving a rally in the run-up to the August 20 elections. Villavicencio, 59 years old, was the journalist, assemblyman, and leader of the Parliament's Oversight Commission and was running for the presidency for the right-wing Construye Gente Buena coalition. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.